Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joey Only. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, everybody. I got something to tell you. I will be 37 years old on Saturday, April 24th, 2021. That is my birthday. That's this Saturday coming up on Frankie McDonald. Hey, everybody. It's me, Frankie McDonald. I got something to say. My birthday is coming up on Saturday, April 24th, 2021. I will be 37 years old. You guys in every country in the world, including countries that don't even speak English, wish me an happy birthday. I'm Frankie McDonald.
I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. My eyes were closed and it was dark outside, for I was never seen other light. Traveling all around on a passenger bus is the story of my sorry life. Turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, I never knew the hour, the time.
Hello, everybody. This is Joey Only here, and you are tuned into the Meteorological Report on CFRO 100.5 in Vancouver, on CFUR in Prince George, on airs in Prince George on Saturday 10 a.m. and Tuesdays 4 p.m. And here I am all excited because I'm going to make a great new show on several stations. The great news is as well that we've been granted some distribution through the National Campus Radio Association, so that's very exciting. So the show is growing. Meanwhile, here I am literally sleeping on the couch when it was showtime, and I have no idea how many guests left the studio today, but I'm so glad some of you stuck around. How terrible. We do have, let's just go across. Furthest east right now is Gabriel, our rapping weatherman.
I'm not gonna, you know, do a rap right now because it's a bit late. We're all kind of sleepy today, so let's just, you know, do those nice, calm, you know, like those late night weather talks. Or was it raining in the region? Or was it sunny and all that stuff and all that funny? Yeah, I don't know. Just do something. I mean, nah, man. At least you're here. At least you're here, buddy. That's the most important part.
So. It's a real danger, I think, for me to lay down to sit and watch a hockey game. I cannot seem to stay awake during a goddamn hockey game, no matter what I do.
Hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we actually had some, lake effect snow, and it was actually, you know, crazy, right? Because like, usually you never, you know, see that, right? And it was just crazy, right? Guelph, I think, it got also hit hard too, as Mark lives there. Mark, like, you know, Storm Hunter Mark, he lives there, right? He actually saw some great structure on actually one of them, and it was actually a pretty, you know, those crazy snow events, I guess, right? April, though, you don't, you know, usually see those types of events in that month, right? But anyways, guys, it has been, you know, cold lately here in Ontario. Temperatures high of 2 or 3 lately, I think, this afternoon, it actually was. But as we, of course, guys, head into next week, guys. Rebound, guys. Tomorrow, actually, should actually be a high into the, you know, teens, maybe. Mid to high, I think, teens for most. And then I think next week, 20s next week, too. 20s on the way next week for Ontario, man. I'm so, you know, blessed for that because, like, right, we want to, you know, get outside and everything. So, yeah. Yeah, Joey.
That's good. Keep talking, everybody. I got Brandon Hames here in the Caribou. I got David Roy Parsons down in Vancouver on right now as well. And I know that Ronnie Griggs not too far behind. He is going to show up and say hi. Which one of you wants to talk first? I guess let's go with you, Brandon, because are you on spring breakup yet? What's the roads like out there? You drive transport truck in the mountains?
Yeah, we're shut down at the moment.
So explain to everyone what spring breakup is, because a lot of people outside BC have no idea.
Okay, well, spring breakup basically is, stuff's melting. And usually when stuff's melting, there's a lot of water and mud, and basically if you try to drive on it, you'll get stuck. So don't drive on it. Because what I do is it's like a logging road. And we actually had to put down swamp mats to get across a couple places.
Oh, are you serious?
We weren't even allowed to drive on them. That was just for pickups. It was a fairly easy week.
59 kilometers from down that road you go. So just give everyone a little bit of an idea. Are you in a prison cell?
No, this is a basement.
Okay.
It looks like a prison, but it's just a basement.
There's not enough snot.
Yeah, Brandon. What did you do to get in prison? I'm just joking.
You don't want to know.
There's not enough snot or blood under the walls, so I'll believe you that's a basement. Last time I was in a cell that looked like that, it was snotty. How about you, David Roy Parsons? Let's just quickly check in with you, and then...
Well, after about a week of really warm temperatures, beautiful sunshine, summer-like conditions, I think unseasonably warm, probably. Yeah, it's going to start raining tomorrow night, and that's the forecast pretty much for the next week. Yeah, today was sunny again, windy. It's a windy day.
Yeah. How's the what's the pandemic like in Vancouver right now, the vibe in the street? And you finally get some good weather.
Everybody's out in the parks. People are really taking advantage of that. And then, my fear is that when it rains the next week, people will move indoors. Most people will probably stick with whoever they live with for that week. But some people might take chances. So,
how about you, Gabriel? Just give us kind of an overview on what the pandemic's been like in Southern Ontario.
We're in a lockdown, okay? Like, everything is locked up, kind of down, like, right? Like, you know what I mean? Doug Ford, you guys obviously, I think, probably have heard of him before. He's I'm not even that good with my politics, but I think he's, like, mayor of Trudeau. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, right? Doug?
Mayor.
Doug? No, actually, no, sorry about that. He is the mayor, okay? Tory is the mayor, but
Doug,
like, Ford kind of nation, yeah. Mm-hmm, right? Whatever, right? We're in a lockdown, right? Vaccines aren't, getting here fast. Nothing's getting here fast. People are apparently dying in their homes here, actually, more than in the hospitals, as I heard. And it was like a weird, it was on like the, news today, everything, right? Twitter. And it was shocking to, hear that, right? That while we are just behind the world right now, we also have one of the world's best, health care, but like it doesn't really seem like it right now because like we're in lockdown, everything, cases are on the rise. And as I've heard, possibly could peak about 15,000 daily cases. Not exactly sure when Ford said that, probably by the end of next month, I think he said that. Could be that. So I mean, it's kind of shocking right now. And now, kind of, we're at the 3,000, maybe 4,000 mark, right? Cases daily cases. It's it's just been nuts here, kind of like nuts, like crazy stuff going on, right? Lately, also too, they had to actually announced that the cops were allowed to pull anybody over, right, and ask them where are you, like, going and everything, right? Police have actually rejected that because it's like, how does that work, right? Like, you can't honestly, pull over every single person on the road, right? Like, it's really hard to do that. And also, like, they don't want that, power with them, right? And well, that's exactly what they said. So then police stations tweeted out, we will not be pulling anybody over or anything like that, or like,
well, it was almost a license to just you don't look like you're from around here, like you can really see how it could have become problematic. So that was probably a good thing to rescind.
I mean, right, people were you know, just like mad, right? Like tweeting out like, oh my gosh, Ford, this is a, you know, like this isn't going to work. A lot on another lockdown, like nothing I've actually worked so far, which is.
Hey, Brandon Hames, just talk about how it's affected you and your work career. And I mean, we don't have to talk about your job itself, just, you know, some of the things the pandemic has meant around the, you know, the job and the industry you're in.
That's the thing. I've been out of the highway hauling thing for a while, so I'm not really sure. I haven't experienced it personally, but I've heard stories that when it first happened, it was not very nice. Like truckers couldn't even go for a shower, right? Like I haven't really noticed anything, to be honest. Like it hasn't really affected me besides having to put on that dang mask all the time, every time you get out.
That probably means the vaccine worked. If it didn't affect your work, right?
No. Like, I know it affected a lot of people differently. Like, right. A couple of people had to take the day off because they got sick.
Right.
But
we got the AstraZeneca.
The bad one, apparently.
And the next day, it's like, yeah. Headline news, AstraZeneca. Like, what the heck? Like, just something going on in my life for once.
I had the same response to that. Like, as soon as I had it, it was on the news. I was like, great. I'm going to die of a blood clot now. Like,
but I guess, you know, being a 42-year-old man now, happy birthday to myself. Happy birthday, David Ray Parsons, by the way. Thank you. A 42-year-old man.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I just totally got off track.
Happy birthday.
David,
I didn't have a midlife crisis in my 40s. I think I might be having one, though, soon.
How so?
Oh, I don't know. It's, you know, yeah, 40s, I didn't really think of myself as.
Are you 50 now, David?
Well, I turned 50 the other day, yeah.
You turned 50?
I did, yeah.
Jesus.
50, man. I'm only like 17. You're 50. Oh, wow, that's crazy.
17?
yeah, man. What?
You look older than 17.
Yeah, I know, because I got the beard, and I just make myself look much older, maybe. I make myself look like in the 20s, because I want to look like a professional weatherman, right? I can't be out here looking all young. I'm not a young enthusiast. I am a young adult now, and it makes me a young adult, which means that I have a beard, and this beard represents who I am as a person.
Speaking of beards, look at Ronnie Greg just showed up in here. Hey, Ronnie Greg, you got the
speaking
beard
of beards, we got a long one in the building.
Yeah, I have shown up. I brought the beard with me tonight to go for a walk.
It's crazy.
Ronnie Greg's in Vancouver at Tent City. We've been talking to him for the last couple weeks on the show. You're tuned into the Meteorological Report on CFRO 100.5 in Vancouver, airing Mondays at noon, and CFUR, Prince George, 88.7 FM. Ronnie, he's in Vancouver. How's the Tent City this week, Ronnie?
It's tents. Get it? Tent City. Tent City. They're starting to decamp, actually. So it is a little bit tense. It's never easy. You know what I mean? So, you know, last week it was kind of weird. I was kind of anxious and sketched out because I wanted to record from the center of the park and get the ops tent in the background. There have been some street artists, all this stuff. And I ended up sketching everyone out. And repeatedly during like the 10 or 15 minutes I was on, you know, people were coming up and glaring at me. Someone was trying to stay out of the shot, but was getting in the shot, like for the YouTube version of this. And I was kind of going, you know, it's pointed cameras at me. So I didn't want to go through sketching anyone out or the danger of giving weather reports. You know what I mean?
Now the crow is angry right here. It's like, don't film me. I'm filming myself, crow.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't hear from me after tonight, it was the crow. Yeah, and it's that tree right behind me. How are you? How are things going?
Real good. And look who just showed up. You know what happened? Frankie McDonald showed up in the studio.
Oh, that's nice.
Hi, Joey. I'm back.
Hi, Frankie. I was watching the Maple Leafs game.
Hello, Frankie.
And
at it.
Let's just say hi quickly to Frankie, and then we'll come back to you, and then we'll catch up with Frankie on Canada's weather. Frankie, how's your week been so far?
Right now, it's raining, but it's sunny. Then it's raining again, sunny. Weather's unstable in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada. And the next wind rainstorm comes on Monday, April 26th, 2 days after my birthday in Sydney.
What's the weather for Vancouver looking like next week, seeing as Ronnie's there right now? I see here in Wells, we got a sunny week ahead of us, but there's a bit of a pattern change about a week from now coming on where we can expect more snow and rain and things like that.
It's going to be a lot of rain in Vancouver on Friday. It's supposed to be a heavy rain in Vancouver on Saturday, light rain on Sunday, chance of shower Monday, more rain on Thursday, April 29th. That could change in Vancouver.
There you go, Ronnie.
Yeah. That's what I've been hearing too today. It's been beautiful for 2 weeks. It's been beautiful and sunny, summer-like weather. But I hear that this is likely the last day of it today, that beautiful weather.
So we're going to look at a little longer here in the north, but you're going to get slammed in down there and get stuck with it. So sometimes BC can be a tale of so many different provinces. So can you just tell us about the shutdown, what's happening with the camp being closed down, and how people are this week?
Well, so there's a like a limit of the end of this month of April, and so that means next Friday the 30th that the park is supposed to be cleared. If like for the YouTube version, is that okay if I reference it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the west side of the park, and in the background there are a bunch of construction-grade fences. And so what's happened this week, especially today, is that the housing that's been made available through a couple of older hotel purchases and things like that, people have started moving out today into those new places. And as they move out of tents, these fences get put up around that area. And so then what happens next is a land remediation is what they call it. So, you know, they reseed the, you know, and so on and try to restore it to an urban green space as opposed to a living space. So it's unsettling for people. Like being displaced is not easy. Right.
Is and, there fear of police action?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They've been, the police have been involved for over a week. They've been, they support the city workers who come in, like the people who come and clean up. So they want to have police presence here. So
are you in the same unit? On, are you in the same union as those city workers?
Yeah.
There's a head trip.
I am. There is a head trip. And we haven't been, you know what? We haven't really effectively bridged that conversation of how, you know, to be supportive rather than
still, you know,
Yeah.
I know when we were organizing for the safe injection site, and then we had a rally one time in the downtown Vancouver, and then the cops fenced it off and pushed everyone out, and then ended up confiscating whatever was behind the fence line at that point. And it was, of course, QP 104 workers doing the work. And so, you know, here we have QP 104 workers hosting a rally and QP 104 workers destroying the rally. I just don't understand how in the hell that can happen.
Yeah, in some way, there's something beautiful about that, you know, like that there's that people on polarized sides of that work show up to the same union event. Like that to me is positive, right? Like they show up to the same meetings and they go through the same processes. If there's going to be any dialogue, it's because polarized sides show up to the same place, right? But yeah, you're right. Like it's, I really wish I used to be a union activist up until about 3 years ago, and I was working mainly in another organization. So I gave up my position as a steward and stuff like that. So I'm not as heavily in anymore, but you know, they still represent me, you know, for sure. And I'm still a union member. So then your question, you know, the other thing, the irony is today and the next 8 days, we heard Frankie's weather report. So we've had, you know, 2+ weeks of beautiful weather, and now disassembling tents and packing up personal belongings. And there's a very disorienting aspect to having a new home and new routines and new and all of that stuff. That's going to be happening in, with that weather report that Frankie just gave, like while it's pissing down rain and who knows what else. I think he said wind as well. So that, like, the timing of this weather is a little unfortunate for this decamp.
That means the cold air just reached my area. That means, and around, the cold front just sliced through that area this afternoon in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Did it snow in Southern Ontario this week? Did I?
Yes. Southern, yes.
In Montreal, Quebec, too.
Wow. Yep.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, man, it's really crazy.
But you guys, that's so crazy. The truck finally melted out of the snow bank.
Oh, finally, buddy. Finally, buddy. Last week, it was like up to like the top last week. Yeah, it's crazy.
Whenever someone wants to complain about the weather, just remind yourself that Joey only lives at 4,000 feet in the Caribou Mountains for no good goddamn reason. Nobody would ever have chosen to live at a place like this. Native people didn't live up here. They lived at Bowron, 2,000 feet lower, where there's fish and food and things that, and, you know, not 40 feet of snow.
Yeah, logging and mining does crazy stuff to people, man.
Right. Well, is that where people live? They lived in Bower at Bowron Lake.
There was quite a First Nations community there, yeah. And pretty much wiped out by the smallpox epidemic in 1863. Crazy. Subsequently, about the time that Barkerville was founded. Coincidence? No.
Crazy.
Not at all. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. So I support the, like, as I've said in weeks past, I support the overdose prevention tent in this camp. And so we don't know what's going to happen with that in the next week. Technically, we have funding and support till next Thursday, but I don't know. So I don't know exactly how long that's going to be set up. So I've got, you know, this great group of people that have been doing overdose prevention. I'm going to try and get them jobs in other sites and facilities and whatnot. So that's what the week ahead for me is looking like. And so that means next week, I'm not going to do this from the park. I'll talk to you, Joey, during the week and about my involvement, but I'm not going to do it from the park. I may do it someplace else or whatever, but yeah, this is this experiment of reporting the weather from a tent city is our last night.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Wow. I think I'll still join the show, but maybe from somewhere else. Yeah, because as Joey has said so well, the weather and Canadians being outside in the weather, like, this is a, you know, these are good stories to be told. And so, and they obviously impact homeless people or underhoused people and so on. So, you know, I think let's talk about in the future about continuing that impact.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think what makes us Canadian is definitely what's happening outside our door.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That's the big difference between us and everyone else in the world, right? And I think it shapes who we are as a people, and it will shape who we are as a people, and it always has.
So, and maybe some night I'd like to do a long form, because I don't get to, you know, really engage in the conversation, and, you know, you have so many fascinating guests. It would be nice to do a long form one and be around.
Great to have you stick around for a whole show, Ronnie. Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I should get going. Yeah, love you all, and
see you later, man.
And stay warm. Stay warm. Take care, brother.
Oh yeah, man. I'm already won't trust.
All the best.
Thanks for coming on, Ronnie. So now, hey, by the way, say happy birthday to Frankie. Oh, he's already gone. Happy birthday, Frankie. Happy birthday, Joey.
Happy birthday, bud. Oh,
Frankie, what's your big birthday plan this week, Frankie?
That's ice cream cake, and I'm having. And the chicken burgers and things like that at Burger King.
Gonna go on the Gary and Dino show?
Yes, I'm going on Gary and Dino show this Saturday coming up.
What's that? What's gonna happen there? You know, it's gonna be a big thing. Birthday brief.
Yes.
They're gonna. Yes. Tell us more about the weather, Frankie. All over the world right now.
Then it got some cool weather in New Zealand. Then it got rain in northeastern New Zealand.
We were on the Tornado Hunters podcast this week, and. You were bang on with the weather. I'd love to hear more Frankie like that.
Then it got lots of bad weather headed for Arkansas this Wednesday in Missouri. And it's going to bring lots of tornado outbreak. Same with Oklahoma and places like that. and over in England, whether in South America, it's going to rain this week. Lots of thunderstorms and rain in Amazon rainforest lately. India's going to bring a lot of rain this monsoon season.
Crazy what India's going through right now, too.
This is their summer right now in India. Right now, it's really cold. Norway, Finland, Sweden. Then Norway's going to continue to be cold this week. Parts of Sweden and Finland, even Finland's going to get lots of snow later on next week possible. Right now, Finland is pretty cold outside. Over in Japan, supposed to get a really cold air in several Hokkaido, Japan. There's a tropical disturbance moving off the coast of Japan. Weather for Africa, somewhere in South Africa and Southern Africa. Right now, Uganda's getting lots of thunderstorms and raining. Then still pretty warm, but it's getting cooler in South Africa. This is the fall of the year there.
That's the ICT. And the weather for New
Zealand is, they got cold air headed for Invercargill, New Zealand. They got their winter starts on June 21st, and same day as our summer starts. Then they got cold air going all the way up to Wellington, New Zealand. This seems is the like, fall of the year. Down the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Argentina. The high pressure goes counterclockwise, low pressure goes clockwise in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah, it's true. It seems that the intertropical convergence zone is pretty active, so that may be just a symptom of spring coming on here, but fall coming on down there, right? So places a good place for getting lots of getting that ICTZ weather.
Australia is getting bad hail season this spring coming up in Southern Hemisphere in October, November. It's going to bring a really bad hail season in southeastern Australia.
Yeah, wow, it's crazy, Frankie. That's crazy, man.
Have you been paying attention to all the volcano activity that's been going on?
This is Frankie McDonald. My old team is Angel Life in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Island St. Vincent volcano just erupted up to 20,000 feet up in the air. Spewing volcanic ash, but the worst yet to come. Road is covered with volcanic ash, and trees are covered in volcanic ash as well. It's just like snow, and volcanic ash is continuing to fall down. I recommend people to wear your masks to protect yourself in the volcanic ash. Make sure to reroute all flights to avoid the volcanic ash when you're flying into Island St. Vincent and St. Vincent Islands in the Caribbean, because the volcano erupted and the volcanoes will continue to erupt anytime soon. I want everyone to be prepared. Have a lot of water ready. Stay away from the volcano. Don't go near the volcano for people in the Island St. Vincent in the Caribbean, south of Texas, and somewhere in the Caribbean that's south of Florida. I urge everyone to be extra careful because volcano erupted, there will be earthquakes to come. Be prepared. Be safe. Don't fly into volcano in airplanes and helicopters. Reroute helicopters, reroute airplane flights and helicopter flights to avoid volcanic ash in Island St. Vincent. Be safe. India, another couple of months away, India starts their monsoon season.
There's 300,000 cases of COVID in India today.
Yeah, I know, man. I've actually read it, and I have actually saw people like, okay, I'll story about that. There's like this news article of people sleeping on the streets, apparently, because like the hospitals are too full of all of these COVID patients, right? I mean, it's a bit sad, kind of, like, you think about it, like, it's sad, like, it's really sad how much cases, 300,000 in one day, we only get, like, 3,000 here in Ontario per day, so, I mean, like, you think about that, right, like, 300,000 versus 3,000, holy, man, I can't imagine that,
What about Nova Scotia, Frankie? How is the pandemic going on there?
Halifax is going to lockdown tomorrow for the next 4 weeks.
I get the sense that some people are pissed off at the restrictions, knowing, but like they're not sort of in denial of the pandemic, but not really. Intellectually, they know what's going on, but personally been closely touched by it yet. So they don't, they still, I don't know. But I mean, the government, like, paid sick leave would help, right?
Oh my God, it's going to rain 1.5 inches of rain in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be rain, even more rain in Houston, Texas, yeah, and surrounding areas.
What about Virginia City? Virginia Beach, I mean. That's my way of saying hi to Pete Galenko, who's just come in. And Joe Stover. Joe Stover just showed up from Manitoba.
Hi, Frankie.
Hi,
everyone.
I'm doing great. Supposed
Hello, man.
Lots of rain in Houston, Texas tomorrow. It's going to get really humid in Houston on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's humid there right now.
What temperature is
going to rain? Some showers on Saturday. Then it's going to be really hot all next week where Pete lives.
Awesome.
They live underground.
Well, you can keep.
So you asking me if I live underground?
What's that?
Were you asking me if I live underground?
No, in major Texan, like Dallas and, Houston, they have like big underground passages through the whole city that like walking things.
I remember hearing about that.
To stay out of the heat. Kind of like in Winnipeg, they have the same sort of thing above ground to stay out of the snow, out of the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, all through downtown Winnipeg.
Oh, the skywalks.
The skywalks. So we got Joe Stover in Manitoba, although I don't think you're in Churchill right now. You've taken a train south. And we got Pete Galenko in Virginia Beach down in the United States. So welcome to the show, guys. Here at you're listening to the Comediological Report. Comedy plus meteorology equals comedeteorology. Now on CFRO 100.5, Co-op Radio in Vancouver, and CFUR 88.7 at Prince George. Greetings, guys. How's your weather?
Hello, Vancouver, and hello, Prince George.
And soon on CKUW, where Joe Stover has a show as well.
Yes, let's hope so. I'd love to see you on that roster anytime. That'd be great.
It's going to bring really cold temperatures in Churchill, man. It's only like in a negative temperatures, like -8 on Friday and Saturday, -6 on Sunday, -2 on Monday, -6 on Tuesday, -5 on Wednesday. It's going to feel really, really cold on Friday and Saturday in Churchill. Winnipeg is going up to +15 on Tuesday.
So is that why you went south, Joe?
Yeah. No, I wish it was. No, I had a dentist appointment down here that I had to take care of. So while everybody in Churchill is enjoying their blizzard or their mini blizzard today, I was enjoying 19.9 degrees. So it almost... Oh. Or it almost officially got to 20, but it stayed at unofficially 20. 19.9 degrees is as hot as it got in Winnipeg today at the airport.
So that's a real tale of two provinces right there.
Yeah, Manitoba's huge, top to bottom.
Pete, how about you? You haven't said much yet. I'm trying to get to you.
Weather? Here in Virginia Beach, the weather has been relatively cool for this time of year. Though pretty nice, sunny most days. We had a bit of a windstorm the other day, though, and it was out of nowhere. It had been a little bit windy the day before, but then out of nowhere, we had about like 10, 15 minutes of sustained really, really high gusts of wind. And where I'm at is close to where the Atlantic Ocean meets the Chesapeake Bay, so I wonder if there's different air currents or whatever that were colliding right here. But I got a little bit of it on video. Maybe I could send it over to you because it was just an 18-second video, but we had all of a sudden high gusts of wind out of nowhere, which was a little bit startling.
One of those strange windstorms. I've seen that too. Here in 2015, we had one that just sort of came out of the blue, and it was about the same thing. 15 minutes and gusts over, like trees were down everywhere, and then it was gone and back to being a normal day. And just like, what was that? Mm-hmm. With that one we had in March, I think it was March 6th or something like that, or March 13th, somewhere in that 2015. We were without power here in Wells for a good, a good 4 days after. It was really nice.
Wow.
We're the last on the list to get power back. And on day two, I was standing out in the street, and the weather was actually quite nice for a March day here. It was above zero, and that's when I was drinking still. So I said, hey, nothing else to do. And then I found everyone else in town was doing the same thing, just wandering around, drinking and talking to people, and the kind of things that only happen in a small town like this. Joe, when are you heading back up to Churchill?
I should be there back home on the 4th. So I got my appointments out of the way. I have a few errands to run while I'm in the city. All that northerner stuff that people do while they're down here, grab as many groceries as they can and try and ship as many home as you can because it's way cheaper to get stuff down here. Other than that, just enjoying the weather, keeping the circle small, keeping to myself, and that's pretty much it, Joey. That's the plan anyway. So I'll be here next week in Winnipeg, but in 2 weeks I'll be able to give you a straight up Churchill meteorological report.
I had that too, where I hadn't been down to the city for 3 or 4 years at one point, and finally I came down and played a gig, and I was in Vancouver, staying at David's house, I believe, for 4 days, and I think I had sushi 10 times that trip.
Yeah.
10 times. Wow. That's all I ate, day and night, because Vancouver's got the best sushi in North America, probably. Or it's definitely one of the hot spots, and and that's something you just don't. But now there's sushi restaurants in Quesnel that are actually quite good, although it's sort of the more Korean sushi, if you know what I mean. Not okay. Traditional, the but but I mean, that's fine. When you're this far north, I used to not like a sushi place if they put mayonnaise on my sushi, and now I've been this far north for this long, I'll just take it any way I can get it, as long as it's not the gas station.
Mayonnaise on your sushi?
Do they offer it as an option, or do they actually just force it on you?
Chipotle mayo is an exception.
Yes, Chipotle mayo is a good example. Chipotle mayo is a good example. And even California roll, full of mayonnaise. I can't stand the California roll. It's the worst roll.
California rolls are not full of mayonnaise here. I know that.
Yeah, man.
I remember your ground beef roll. Remember the
cream cheese, right? It's a cream cheese or something. I don't know about mayonnaise, though.
Mayonnaise.
I feel like in Canada and France and the UK, they go crazy with the mayo.
Well, I'm a Dutchman. I like my French fries and mayonnaise. Anyone else like the French fries and mayonnaise around here? Am I the only one?
Disgusting.
Never tried it.
Yeah, man. Same. I never tried it.
Yeah. I grew to like it when I lived out in France for a while. Everybody ate it. Sometimes they served your fries with no ketchup, just mayo. And I was like, whatever. It's an acquired taste.
You like, hey, Frankie, do you like mayonnaise?
No. I tried that in 2018. I never liked it.
Mayonnaise on your French fries.
What? You remember the year you tried mayonnaise, Frankie?
2018 at Swiss Chalet, they made a mistake. When I had a hamburger at Swiss Chalet, they put mayonnaise on it. I ate it. I didn't like it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, mayonnaise. You didn't like it, but you ate that burger anyway.
I gotta bounce here. I'm finishing recording the show for tomorrow. I was glad to stop in. So good to see all of you. Joey, have a great rest of your show.
Tell us about your show before you go.
Oh, okay, sure. So it's on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg and CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's. It's called the How Do You Do Review. It's just a show of pretty much whatever. It's a mixed bag of interviews and music and talking to people and things like that. So it's just kind of going with the flying by the seat of my pants. I never know what the show is going to sound like from the beginning to the end. So I think it's a lot of fun. So it's on 95.9 in Winnipeg every Friday at 6 p.m. and every Monday on Monday on CHMR 93.5, 8 p.m. Newfoundland time, and available as a podcast too on all the major podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. So, yeah, I would say check it out if you guys are interested in a bunch of nonsense.
That's the thing. Okay. I need to have you next is get on all the podcast sites. And this week, I'm just trying to get into the NCA. And today, the National Campus Radio Association said that they would help distribute the show to more stations. So we're on two now. You're on two. I only see growth coming for the Meteorological Report. If I could just not sleep in when it's recording time.
Good stuff. Well, have a great rest of the show. I can't wait until it's across the country. Take care, Joey. Take care, Frankie. Take care, everyone else.
Take her easy, Joe. It's over, but take her.
Right. We're going.
guys. Did anybody know that it was Earth Day today? Because I actually kind of forgot in a way. I don't know. Like, we didn't kind of, you know, mention it on.
Mention it on Twitter. That's why I was sitting in the dark here.
That's why I was sitting in the dark, too.
Oh, it's bright as any.
There you go. Earth Day for David.
Yeah.
I think Earth Hour is a different thing than Earth Day, but...
Oh, it's not the same.
You can sit in the dark.
I thought they were the same thing. I thought 8 o'clock played something. Oh, well.
I think Earth Hour was last month already. Because I remember seeing people saying, "Are you gonna, do anything for Earth Hour?" And I said, "No, I live like a friggin' pioneer as it is." Yeah. We've had at least 20 power outages so far this year in Wells. Like, I've had my Earth Hour frequently.
Oh, I like the dark anyway.
I do like the dark.
Yeah,
and sometimes I get the first thing does. I love the dark. And the one thing I hate more than anything is when I'm out in the woods or in the dark with somebody and their flashlight super dependent. And then, of course, every time you talk, they turn it and face the flashlight at me. Mm-hmm. Like, what was that? Like, yeah.
I'm going to take the kids out stargazing one night.
We had a little bit of a show this week. There was a geomagnetic storm that happened several phases of it. Last Friday, the lights were very good. Sunday and Monday as well, Northern Lights as well. I haven't looked what's been going on with Northern Lights since, although what's happening is the moon is getting fuller and fuller and wrecking the good viewing in that sense, if you know what I mean. Seven. Aurora activity is currently 7 out of 10. So that's pretty good. Aurora Borealis activity is currently elevated. Weather permitting, larger Northern Lights displays could be visible directly overhead in most northern communities. So that's been going on a fair bit this last week. And it looks like April 23rd is supposed to be pretty good. It's going to be down a little bit on April 24th, April 25th, elevated aurora. So in through this weekend. But then again, like I say, with the full moon, it really changes the view of the show you can have. But I spent a couple of the nights this week sitting in the snowbank. Friday night, when I realized it was popping, I ran upstairs. I woke up my daughter, Willow. She's 8 years old. Northern Lights. And she jumped out of bed. And we went outside. We put a couple sleeping bags in the snow and got in them and snuggled with my daughter and watched the Northern Lights. And you just can't make and I turned 42 in the process because over the course of that week,
42.
April 17th started. 42 Great. Years friggin' old.
Yeah.
David Roy Parsons just turned 50. Frankie McDonald's about to turn 37. Happy birthday to us.
Yes. This Saturday, I'll be 37 years old.
Okay.
First time?
Yeah. 37 years old.
Yeah, first time.
And I turn a pretty young age, November 21st.
Oh, you got a long ways to go.
Oh, yeah, man. I got the longest way out of all you guys.
Enjoy when you can, because 20s were just the best time of life, man. I loved my 20s. I was a rock star. I kicked ass. Women loved me. People liked me. Now I'm in my 40s, and I don't talk to humans anymore.
I'm on my last year of my 20s. I just turned 29 April 16th.
That's right, Peter. I forgot to
do something cool this year.
Pretty much everybody, but you, Gabriel, is having a birthday.
Yay!
I got I got a thinking of a whole anything extravagant. I got some homemade hot sauce.
Decent.
In the mail just like yesterday, and all sorts of different snacks and good stuff. And I got a blanket and a shirt. Got this shirt and got some cards, and somebody gifted me some cryptocurrency. And aside from that, nothing crazy. It's just my family isn't all into birthdays so much, so we just had a low key birthday. And I was gonna say, even though it's not your birthday this month, GB, your last birthday you started on all of us. You got the Weather Channel did a special for GB's birthday. The Weather Channel Network.
David, what'd you get for your birthday?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I got spoiled. I got
can't show us. You're in the dark, but you can describe it, I suppose.
Yeah, I got spoiled all for my ex-wife. She got me a really good bottle. Like, this is really tasty, right? But a really good bottle of a rum from Guyana, and with a sleeve that I think she made. I don't know. And then from her boyfriend, I got a book called Pattern Seekers, which is a book about autism. And I got another book about autism from my ex-wife. And what else did I get?
This is because of your child, Cole, for people who don't know you.
This is where our interests, yes, we'll always be interested in that topic now, both of us, I'm sure. But what else? What else did she give me? She gave me tons of good stuff. Oh, she got me a 1 hour gift certificate for a 1 hour massage.
Jesus.
Yeah. Which I haven't done yet, but will soon.
Your ex-wife must really like you.
Well, I guess I'm a good. I do a good job.
Well, check out what mine got me. Mine got me this new side knife, and she's just a beauty.
Your ex got you that?
Yeah, she gets it from the kids, but I'm pretty sure the kids couldn't buy that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and what I really like about it is the holster. I've had so many good knives. Like, I got a drawer of good knives, and what happens is I always wear through the, the buttons break off, and just the cheapness of them, right? So, equally as important as the knife. I mean, you can get me a cheap knife, and I can sharpen it to be a good knife. But if you don't have a holster you can throw it into, it's really hard to use a good knife. Can't carry it around with you. And I carry mine on my left side because I'm left-handed, and that's why it always comes out blade first. So it's nice that way. Frankie, what are you getting for your birthday?
Don't know yet.
What did you ask for?
Don't know yet either.
You didn't ask for anything?
Not yet.
Huh. Usually I ask for something and then I know I'm going to get that because I don't ask for things very often. This week I was asking, I hope the whole world subscribes to my YouTube channel, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude. And three people did, so that was really nice. Weather Dude, I was all hot on trying to get to 1,000 subscribers, and in February and March I added hundreds, so I'm up to 530-something. But then this last month, focusing on turning this into a radio show and just my own life being difficult, I've just not been making videos. So when you don't make videos, then... And then part of it, too, is just like, it's the time of year where you want to talk about weather. This is the time of year there's really not a lot to talk about. I mean, we've had some forest fire activity,
summer
activity already
winter, in southern BC.
There's some flood potential that's coming up in BC. But I mean, all in all, this is the hinge part of the year where, this isn't a big weather story. And I can tell after running my weather group now for almost 7 years that Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers on Facebook, British Columbia, that bad weather is good for business. And when there's lots of bad weather, that's when we start getting lots of people coming you know, I make a dire prediction, we're going to have 50 new people subscribe to the channel or the group. So,
yeah, man.
It's that time of year where growth is hard for us weather people in general. Because there's just not a whole lot really awesome to talk about. There's just, live here in beautiful Wells, British Columbia, 3,930 feet above sea level in the Cariboo Mountains, about an hour east of Quesnel, about 2 hours drive from Prince George, British Columbia, the unofficial capital of the Northern BC.
Okay.
It's a very different place up here because, yeah, at this elevation, you are up in the next, we have what's called a subalpine forest type here, which is a sort of a boreal forest type, basically. The next step up is alpine forest, right? So you'll find as you drop the 2,500 feet traveling from here to Quesnel that we still have tons of snow up here in the mountains. It's taking a long time to melt. But you get to Quesnel and it's already, as I always said, people in Quesnel, they got good jobs, so they can afford to go on vacations. They go to Mexico, and people in Wells, we go to Quesnel, which feels like Mexico when you've been in the mountains too long. Or as Ray Spoon says, Prince George looks like the 401 when you've been in the bush too long. One of the great things about talking weather from here is I'm at the top of the world. Nobody really in Canada lives a whole lot higher than us. Banff isn't higher than us. Lake Louise is, but it's not officially a town. Elkford, British Columbia, that's one place that's definitely qualifies, but it's a mining community in the mountains. It's not very large either. I think it's at 4,500 feet. So basically, in all of Canada, no one is as crazy and stupid to live this far north and this high in the mountains.
Right.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
I mean, talk about the difference, Brandon. Just what's the difference between Quesnel to here and your experience as you come back and forth all the time?
All right. Well, basically, you leave flatness and kind of, well, yeah, and then you drive up a hill for like what seems like an hour, avoiding moose, elk, deer, wombats, whatever may, you know, come on the road. Crazy mountain folk. There's a couple of them. Yeah, and basically you just get to this beautiful little mountain town, and then you go, okay, well, let's go back.
The mountain caribou have been back this week. Did you catch that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I was actually really excited about that.
This one's got a radio tracking collar on him. The mountain caribou have come home. Okay. He's got a radio collar on him too. So does this one. All the bulls do. Sure, we'll see them again when we come back.
Wow.
Getting some salt off the road. What do you think of that, kids?
Cool.
What do you think of that, Allie? It is really nice to see them. The mountain caribou are nearly, some of the herds have gone extinct. There's something like 20 some odd herds in British Columbia. And this one isn't a very large herd, maybe 20 or 30 animals at most. They're in danger of going extinct. So it's always nice to see the herd return. I got a good video this week of that. At least that's the one video I did produce. That's a blessing to me that, you know, most people didn't even know that mountain caribou exist.
There was a couple of tracks I saw on the 500 road of caribou tracks, and I found a couple tufts of fur too, so they're up there too.
The herd sometimes splits as well, right? So what I think I largely seen was a harem of males. Some of the females do have little nubs on their heads, right? So sometimes you can be hard to pick them apart, but there was quite a few big bulls hanging out with a bunch of what seemed to be juvenile bulls. So perhaps the women and children are somewhere not too far off in their world. They're so on schedule. That's what I really think is cool about them is that, they're not on schedule for the time because they don't go by the calendar. They go by the conditions. And it was like, as soon as the snow hit that kind of melt, they showed up. just on schedule, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Haven't seen any bears yet. That's coming. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Meteorological Report on CFRO 100.5 FM Vancouver and CFUR 88.7 FM Prince George, and hopefully soon more stations.
Be prepared. Frank Dog Guy, the life, flare, and everything.
Get your copy today.
Okay. My social medias. My Twitter's at Frank McDean. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Instagram is Frankie McDean 1984. My TikTok is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MACDON. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Right on. You, Gabriel?
All right.
But yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm an isolated person in general. I mean, I love people all across Canada. I have so many friends at the same time. My daily life is very, very Joe. So it's centered until the kids come here on tomorrow. And that's the highlight of my weekend. Spend time with my kids. Everybody, if you can, please do subscribe. You can watch the show on in video format. If you're hearing this on the radio, you can go to Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude. And if you're a radio station out there, we want to be on your airwaves. So make it happen. What's wrong with you? Pardon me, Frank?
Radio stations are traditional media. It's not social media. It's traditional media.
That's where we want to go. Traditional, because I'm all about traditional.
Yep, smart.
You know me. All right, guys, I'm going to get down editing this whole show, and we'll see you next week. We'll see you next time. And I promise I will not fall asleep watching the Leafs game. I think I'm going to get in the habit of making a coffee at 5 o'clock every day. Bye for now, Frankie. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
See you guys later.
You're tuned into the Meteorological Report on CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George. Happy birthday, Frankie McDonald. I'm Cheese Bun Peterson.
Close to British Columbia.
Your old pal, Cheese Bun Peterson. Today, we're going to check out what's going on with this beautiful weather the Shuswap's been having. See, you've taken me here to your pond here.
Oh, that's a swimming pool there.
That's your pool. Oh, right on. You dye this green for aesthetic, or what's going on there?
It's mostly algae and other various.
I hear a frog.
Scum. Oh yeah, probably it's springtime.
Oh yeah. So is this you just swim in this here?
Yeah.
With the frog?
Well, when there is a frog in it.
Well, there you have it. So, what kind of things are you doing to make use of this nice weather we got here?
Always gonna have a bath.
You heard it, folks. Local farmers in Sallista, British Columbia, getting ready for a nice day in their swimming pool. Wow. Look at all that. You got water beetles in here. Frogs. You're gonna have some mosquitoes if you don't get this drained out.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You've been bathing in this all spring, or?
Well, since it was able, it was a little cold, and there was still some snow on it, you had to break the ice, and it was like a polar dip.
Oh, yeah. I guess
there was less bugs in it then, too. It was kind of nice. It was just cold.
Maybe the bugs kind of helped with the exfoliation.
A bit.
Yeah, eating the dead skin off you.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to go for a swim? You want to go catch a frog?
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we've got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather or not. There it is.